go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I couldn't be more pleased to have with us a good friend and much admired colleague. He is Morton Klein. He is the president of the Zionist Organization of America, one of the real leaders in the Jewish community in the United States, indeed worldwide, a fact that was recognized by none other than The Forward, a newspaper that is not always friendly to people of his perspective, but they recognize Mort Klein as one of the five top leaders in the Jewish community in America. He has written extensively, spoken volubly, and been extraordinarily valiant in defense of both our own country and the Jewish state. We recognize these wonderful qualities and record of achievement last December in the Center for Security Policy's Keeper of the Flame Award, and I'm always grateful to him for his time, but especially to talk a bit about the visit of Donald Trump to Israel, which is, as we speak, underway. Mort Klein, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you.
Well, great to be with you, Frank, and I'm always grateful to America for saving my family, what was left of it, from the Holocaust. I'm a child of survivors, born in a displaced persons camp, and it was America that liberated the remaining Jews who were not massacred. So I'm always grateful to America for ultimately ending that war.
Yeah, and of course it was the state of Israel that gave safe haven to many of those who did survive. Mort, it's for that reason that I wanted particularly to talk with you, because as you have done so much to raise awareness about over the years, a peace process that seems ever more unmoored from reality is actually a threat of the first order to the state of Israel and to the people that inhabit it. The president of the United States is once again seized with the idea of reviving the peace process and trying to get a deal. In fact, he actually allowed us how it would be easy to get such a deal. You've had a lot of hard experience with all of this. Share with us your thoughts on what the president's trip portends and what we better be particularly alive to in terms of this peace process.
Well, first of all, it's not even a peace process. It's not even a negotiation process, because Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, has refused to negotiate for the last 8 years. He wouldn't even come to the table. He came to the table two times in 8 years, even when Israel froze building homes in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank. He refused to come and sit down with them. So there's been no peace process, not even a negotiation process. I think Donald Trump doesn't quite realize that not only is this an impossible dream, I believe it's an impossible deal. After all, in the major issues, there's the two parties are nowhere close to agreeing on the major issues. Jerusalem, they want half of Jerusalem, the major parts of it. Israel will never agree to that. They want Israel to go to the 67 lines, and they want no Jews living in a future state of Palestine, which means America and the Palestinian Authority would have to throw out 800,000 Jews who live past the 67 lines. That can't happen. They refuse to give up on the so-called refugee issue, wanting to fill Israel with millions of so-called refugees. And even to this minute, they continue to pay $300 million a year, used in part U.S. money, to families who have murdered Jews. And the more Jews they've murdered, the bigger the salary these families get for life.
I wanted to ask you about, in that connection, Mort, as just evidence of what the Palestinian Authority has actually been up to. And by the way, folks, we're not talking about Hamas here. We're talking about the so-called good guys, the so-called partners for peace of the Palestinian Authority, the PLO. Mort, when Mahmoud Abbas, who the president will be meeting with in the course of his visit to Israel and the West Bank, was in the Oval Office, he looked President Trump in the eye and he assured him that we are, quote, raising our children on a culture of peace, unquote. To the extent that you can, you know, speak to the reality of that statement, or the unreality of it, I guess I should say, what does it really serve notice on Donald Trump about this man that he should be factoring in?
The audacity of Abbas claiming he teaches peace when he's named over 30 schools after Jew killers, when he names streets and sports teams after Jew killers, when he pays money to families of people who have murdered Jews or people who are in prison because they've attempted to murder Jews. He pays them money incentivizing murdering Jews. It's a Nazi-like regime to have done such a thing. I tell you, I guess he's learned from the Germans, who believe the big lie. People will believe it. It's so monstrous a lie, people must think it must be true, and that's exactly what this is. It really shows the mentality of these people, that they're willing to say anything to promote their agenda, even to the President of the United States and even publicly. I'm sorry the President of the United States did not call him out on this. He should have done this. And even this issue of Jerusalem, by the way, where they claim how holy it is to Islam. This is one of the great modern propaganda lies of our era. Jerusalem is not holy to Muslims. The Jewish holy books mention Jerusalem 700 times. It's never mentioned in the Quran, not once. From 48 to 67, when the Arabs controlled Jerusalem, it remained a slum. No Arab leader except King Hussein ever visited it. It's never been the capital of any country except Israel. And yet this other major lie they're propagating is that Jerusalem is holy to them. Mecca and Medina are holy to them, not Jerusalem.
You mentioned that Jerusalem, of course, was unified some 50 years ago, I think right about now, and that the unification is something that the Palestinians are determined to undo as part of this so-called peace process. Mort, you've said the Israelis would never agree to it, nor should they, in my judgment. Does this really not make a peace, so-called, between the Palestinians, were they willing to enter into one, and the Israelis essentially a non-starter?
The issue of Jerusalem, which Israel cannot give away any part of it, the issue of the 67 lines, 800,000 Jews live beyond it. Israel cannot go back to those lines. The issue of refugees, Israel cannot agree to so-called refugees from 1948 coming back to moving into Israel. By the way, there's only 30,000 refugees left alive. The Arabs are claiming children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren are refugees, which they are not. And also accepting Israel as a Jewish state. They swore they'll never do that. And they're allied right now, the Fatah, Mahmoud Abbas, with Hamas, an organization who has called for the murder of every Jew and the destruction of Israel. By the way, as does the Fatah Charter. You mentioned Fatah not being moderate. Fatah is the same as Hamas. Their charter calls for the destruction of Israel by terrorism and armed struggle.
Let me ask you quickly, Mort, one of the people that you've raised a concern about inside the Trump administration, who may be contributing to some of this woolly-headed thinking, is someone by the name of Chris Bauman. Why are you concerned on that score?
General McMaster, head of the National Security Council, who refers to Palestine as uses that term when there is no Palestine. There's no Atlantis, there's no Palestine. He has hired Chris Bauman, who worked for Obama and John Kerry as his top aide. Bauman has repeatedly called for negotiating with Hamas, that he's how chagrined he is that we haven't had any dealings with Hamas when we should. He wants Israel to go back to the 67 lines. This is just a very bad, extreme left-wing Obama guy. What is he doing in the Trump administration?
There will be much to follow up on this score, Mort Klein. We are out of time, I'm afraid, but thank you very much for visiting with us today and for the terrific work you do day in and day out and have for so many years at the Zionist Organization of America. True keeper of the flame. We will be speaking next up with Gordon Chang, straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.